ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
इस ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय का
दिस यूनिवर्सिटी वी हैव अ बिग वी हैव अ वेरी बिग स्लोगन इन दिस यूनिवर्सिटी सेल्फ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन लीड्स टू वर्ल्ड ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन।
विश्व को बदलना है
वी नीड टू ट्रांसफॉर्म द वर्ल्ड को बदलो सो दैट मीन्स वी नीड टू ट्रांसफॉर्म आवरसेल्फ फर्स्ट।
किसी और को बदलना चाहते हो
इफ यू वांट टू ट्रांसफॉर्म एनीवन एल्स
खुद को बदलो
फर्स्ट यू हैव टू ट्रांसफॉर्म योरसेल्फ।
बदल करके हम बदलने का लक्ष्य रखेंगे भी कि दूसरा
इफ वी कीप आवर एम टू चेंज आवरसेल्फ इफ समवन एल्स चेंजेस
खुद को बदलो तो
देन इट इजंट वर्क सो इफ आई चेंज मायसेल्फ देन आई विल बी एबल टू चेंज अदर्स।
बदला मत लो बदल कर दिखाओ
इन द अदर स्लोगन इज दैट डोंट टेक रिवेंज ऑन एनीवन बट देन यू चेंज योरसेल्फ एंड देन यू शो इट टू अदर्स टू सी द वीकनेसेस ऑफ अदर्स एंड टू एक्सपैंड ऑन दैट इट्स वेरी नेचुरल।
दूसरे बदल जाए ये सोचना
टू थिंक दैट अदर्स will change is also easy and it's kind of natural. The tendency to think that is comes naturally.
लेकिन जब स्वयं पर बात आती है
but when it comes to the self
हम कितने बहाने देते हैं
how many excuses do we give it.
इसीलिए बाबा ने हमें ये स्लोगन दिया
that's why baba has given to us this slogan self transformation leads to world transformation don't take revenge but then you change yourself and then through that change you can transform others so the word self needs to be stressed there are so many aspects of the self that needs to be taken care of.
जब बाबा कहते हैं स्वराज्य अधिकार
when baba says the right to being a self sovereign
पहले आता है
so first comes the self
स्वराज्य अधिकारी बनने के लिए
and to become self sovereign
शुरू से स्व को देखना है
first we need to see the self
स्वरूप
first of all the form of the self स्वरूप in hindi
मुझ आत्मा का क्या स्वरूप है
what is the form of I the soul today also baba said in the world out there people say that we are souls
lekin atma kya cheez hai
but then what exactly is a soul they don't know
फिर आत्मा इतनी सूक्ष्म
and then the soul is such a subtle point of light it's a star
उस रूप से तो आत्मा को समझते ही नहीं है
they don't know that in that form of a subtle point of light
ठीक है आत्मा कई बार कहते
हैं okay let's say that okay they're saying that it's okay we are soul sitting in the center of the forehead
सितारा है ये भी
they say that okay as souls we are stars
फिर आज बाबा ने कहा
but baba mentioned today
आत्मा के अंदर 84 जन्मों का पार
within that tiny soul
ये तो वैसे ही
कोई there is this part of 84 births and this nobody knows they say that a soul goes through 84 lakhs births
सृष्टि चक्र के कह दिए
and they give lakhs of years to the world cycle
to main atma hu aur mera
so I am a soul and my form is that of a point of light and within I the soul I have the parts of 84 births embedded within myself nobody knows about this That's why Baba gave us the introduction of the soul in the very first place. And as soon as we got the recognition that yes, I am a soul, this is the first lesson. I the soul am seeing, it's I the soul who's listening, it's I the soul who's speaking. This is the first lesson. It needs to be firm. So as soon as I recognized my real form, then comes the form of the self, then comes the religion of the self. My religion is peace. Whoever has understood that my religion is peace, and nobody can change my religion. Today people out there are so, they hold on to their religion so strongly. Whatever somebody else says about their religions, they won't let go of their opinions and their beliefs. But the religion of the soul is peace. Can we hold on to this strongly? So that whatever happens, I will never disturb my peace. Whatever happens, I'll never let go of my religion. Even if I fall down on the earth, even if I leave the body, I won't let go of my religion, which is of peace. So we need to hold on to this firmly, strongly. Regardless of however somebody tries to make me peaceless, and how much they try to give me sorrow, try to disturb me, that will just be an effort. But then I shouldn't get disturbed. Why not? Because I am a peaceful soul. So we should never forget our religion of the self. Because when I remember the religion of I, the soul, the self, then comes Swadham, which means the abode of the self. So that means I'll need to remember my abode every single time. So Baba keeps explaining to this over and over again that children, we have to go home now. Our Badi Didi, big sister, she always used to say this, Didi Manmohini, if anybody, whenever someone would go to her with any problem, then Didi would say, it's okay, whatever has happened, leave it, now we need to go home, go to our abode. Now when it comes in our intellect that I have to return to my abode, then nothing else comes into my mind. For example, a woman got onto the bus, and when she got onto the bus there was no seat for her. That someone gave her the seat, someone got up and gave her the seat. And now she sat next to a woman, and then that woman was wearing dirty clothes. And then this woman started hating the other woman because she was wearing dirty clothes. How dirty is this person? Thinking in that direction, she started hating that person, and she started spitting on that person. And then the other person who was looking at this said that you're spitting here, so wouldn't you say anything to this person? So then that person said, the one with the dirty clothes, it's okay, I'm going to get down at the next stop. it's okay, whatever she does, let her do it, I'm not bothered. So why does Baba tell us that we need to return to home? Because if it remains in our intellect all the time, then okay, but then we'll remember that Baba, the drama is over, we need to go back home. We're not here to make any new accounts here. Whatever we have, the accounts from the past, we need to settle them. But if I think of taking revenge on something, then again new karmic accounts will be made. And now I thought that okay, I need to return home, then there's harmony. In Hindi it runs harmony means okay, I accept defeat, that means there's then harmony. And in Gyan Sarovar we have this harmony hall. Dadi used to like the word harmony. She said it's such a beautiful word, harmony. Harmony means to be at peace with each other, together. And Dadi said the real meaning of harmony in Hindi is har means defeat, mani means accepted, then chagada tuta. It means when you accept, when you don't fight with others and then okay, you bow down to them, then the fight ends then and there. That's the actual meaning of harmony. So you accept your defeat and then the fight ends. Now we need to return to our boat. This is such a beautiful slogan. This can make us detached and then be loving. And then, yes, we remember the abode of the self. And after that, Baba says, Svachintan, it means thinking of the self. Let the churning of the self continue all the time. Today also Baba mentioned in the Murli, when you come to the Murli class in the morning or when you, but when you listen, but when you're listening to that Murli, your mind and intellect shouldn't wander. If you remember any individual or any situation, then no, the points will get missed. So when you listen to some Baba's points, note them down then and there and start churning on those points. So first you have to churn on that, first you have to think about that, churn on that, and then. So first we have to think, what is this that Baba is telling to me? So you need to realize that point. So we thought about it. And then we go into the deeper aspects of that. Why did Baba say this? What was Baba's intention behind this point? So when you understand the objective of that point, then you'll be able to go ahead. So what is it that we can build based on this one? So then that will become the churning. And when we churn on that, then we'll be able to emerge new points. Today also Baba mentioned that after churning, you explain to others. If somebody asks you questions, then you answer to them. So that your intellect also runs, and then so more churning will happen within you. That's why self-thinking. So thinking of the deeper aspects and then churning also happens in this. So when this happens, then there will be swaya nirikshan. It means an expectation of the self. So then you will be able to see within yourself. You need to see what is it that I'm taking inside. If I haven't imbibed any of these points, then let me do that now. So we have to be ekmat, which means one opinion, all of us together. So how can I improvise on this one? So what is it that I need to check within myself? How do I transform myself? Baba said once that all children check for themselves, but then they don't change it. Because they listen to Murli, and then they listen to the Dharana classes, so they read very good books, but then, so that means they do checking, but then they're not able to change. Why aren't they able to change? Because there is no determination. They'll say that, okay, let me do this. When the time comes, they're not very firm in changing themselves. That's why even after having that looking inside of oneself, having that expectation of the self, they'll know that, okay, this is right and this is wrong. You'll be able to discern that. And so after that, the transformation that has to happen, it doesn't happen. And so that's why what needs to be done? Then after that we have swa sayam. It means that the rule over the self, the code of conduct over the self. And this is called being self-sovereign. Having the right to self-sovereign. So when you have that principle, the code of conduct within yourself, then self-transformation happens automatically. So the self-control, control over the self through the principles, and that is called the stage of being a self-sovereign. So you're the ruler of your physical senses, you're the ruler of your subtle senses, the mind, intellect and the sanskaras. And once you have the faith in this, then you'll have the intoxication. There's no intoxication without the faith. A king would have the intoxication that he's the king, but then he would have that intoxication when he sits on the throne. But he doesn't keep saying that he's the king, but then when he sits on the throne, then his intoxication rises. So Baba also given us the crown, the tak and the tilak. Crown, the throne and the tilak. And when we have all these three, then it is then that we'll be able to become self-sovereigns. So when we decide, when we are determined that, okay, I the soul am sitting on my throne of immortality, by being seated on the throne of immortality, I the soul give orders to my organs. Even in Amritsar there is this throne of immortality in Gurdwara. There's a building near Gurdwara and that's called Akal Takht. There they've put Granth Sahib, which is the scripture of Sikhs.
तख्त पर बैठ कर
फतवा
जारी करते हैं, कोई ऑर्डर करना होता है, स्ट्रिक्ट समाज
दे गिव इंस्ट्रक्शंस,
आदेश देना होता है,
and all just by sitting there. So they won't give instructions just like that, but they make sure that they sit on that throne and then they give out instructions and orders. So there's the significance of the throne even in the Laukik world. So now Baba tells, which is your throne of immortality? In the center of your forehead.
विकृति रूपी अकाल तख्त पर विराजमान होकर द्वारा कर्म कर रही हूँ.
Am I sitting on the throne of immortality in the center of my forehead and doing actions? So when we say that I, the soul, am seeing through these eyes, then these eyes are like the windows, and through these windows it is I, the soul, who is seeing. I, the soul, am listening to these through these ears. So Baba mentioned even in yesterday's Murli, 2 days ago also. So there are no doors to your ears. Okay, you can close your eyes, but then there are no doors to your ears. So your hands up and close your ears will take time. So even if something falls into your ears, some aspects, some conversations, then the other ear is there to let it out. So that's why the two ears are in parallel. So if something goes into our ear, then we'll be able to let it go through the other. And that's why Baba has told us to always sit on the throne of immortality. Let's say some conversation went into your ears, and then why is it coming through your mouth? Because that aspect, that conversation, you're not able to accommodate in your tummy. So that means you're talking about that. And then it just gets spread in the world out there from one person to the other. So, okay, let's say it didn't. So you heard a conversation, you didn't let it go, it went, you took it up, you kept it within you. But then why did it come through your mouth? Why did you talk about that? But then people say it just came out. So Baba says, the one who has the right to self-sovereignty will have the complete right over the sense organs. That's why you need to make your organs pure. Okay, you can see, but what is it that you have to see? You can listen to something, but then what is it? What's the quality of the thing that you're listening to? You're talking, but what is the quality of your talks? What is it that you're talking? You can do actions through your hands, but then what is the quality of the action that you're performing? You're walking, then how is it that you're walking? So Baba has given us instructions, he has given us orders for each and every organ, so that we have a code of conduct to follow. And that's why the talks and the aspect of talking and listening, they're very powerful. That's why Baba said Mahatma Gandhi had three monkeys: see no evil, think no evil, talk no evil. But to be able to get on to those three, you first not think any evil. But then how do we stop that? Some people say, sister, we're getting to waste thoughts a lot. Half an hour, we didn't know how the half an hour went by. Baba said in today's murli towards the end in the night class that there's no time. People say that there's no time. There's time for everything else, for waste things, but then there's no time to remember Baba. Then this means this is an excuse. If there's no time, then there shouldn't be any time for waste also. But then how come there's time to think about waste? So this means there's no control over the self. There's no rule that one follows. So we need to keep a great deal of attention on our thoughts. That is why Baba gave the example of the brakes of a vehicle. So applying brake means no. I shouldn't be thinking about this. But by we waste half an hour by thinking about applying a brake and then you apply a brake, then there's no need to think about that. There's, for example, a mother was awaiting her. Mother awaits a child. 5 p.m. the child is to come home, but then the child didn't come. It's 5:36, child hasn't come back. And now the mother started thinking, what must have happened? I don't know what must have happened. I hope someone didn't kidnap the child. I hope the child didn't get into an accident. And she even thinks to the extent that I hope the child hasn't died. And then and at that time the child comes back happily. The child was busy playing, but then the mother here, she had already killed that child in her thoughts. So if something falls down, it just falls down and you don't have to take any effort to drop it, because there is this you don't have to make any effort to drop anything. So the law of science, it just automatically, it just drops. So everything comes, falls down from up above. So the scientist, he was sitting under the apple tree and the apple fell down. And he thought that why did this apple fall down and why didn't go up? It could have gone up also. And then he suddenly remembered that it's because of the gravitational force that it falls down automatically. You don't have to make any effort for something to drop. That's why to think about anything negatively, it's natural. The tendency, there's a great tendency to think negatively. Let's say two vehicles, they just collide and there's a small dent. But then for that they start to fight so much. But then, okay, nobody died, so that's the big thing. So who can think like this? Okay, it was a small dent, but then the best part about it is nobody has died. Time is the biggest money. It's the greatest money. Okay. Otherwise there will be a big queue when two people start fighting, and then because all of those, their waste thoughts will influence others also around them. So we need to check that where is a controlling power. To what extent do we have that? When we have that, we'll be able to transform ourselves. So Baba teaches us many methods in Murli. And we're seeing this through these eyes. Baba says to all of us that you see everyone as the point of light in the center of the forehead. Don't let your vision fall below the forehead. Let your vision, when you're talking to anyone, when you're interacting with anyone, let it fall straight to the forehead. As soon as your vision falls down, then you start observing the eyes, big eyes, small eyes, everything, all those details of the physical aspects, and then you start observing their nose. So this person has the nose like a pencil, and how are the ears? And so you then remember that this person resembles someone else that you know of. Then, however, so but even though two people might look the same, they'll still have the difference. So that's how even parents recognize between their twins also. So to make a difference between the two becomes natural when you look at the soul, when you focus on the aspects of the soul. So then when you are focusing on the forehead, then it's the Satupradhan stage, and the little down on the face it's Satu, and down body it's Raju, and then Tamo. So when you know the difference, so there's no need to compare any individual, because the soul is the same and has the same qualities in everyone. So when I'm in soul conscious, when I listen to something, can I recognize that it's the right or the wrong one and let it go? So Baba tells, you need to know what is to take in and what is to give. Do I have that discerning power to know what to take and what not to take? What to take and what to let go? Then what is it that I need to talk through this mouth? Let me share an experience. When Avyakta Bap Dada gave me the blessing,
कि ज्ञान की वीणा बजाने वाली सरस्वती आपकी जुबान पर
that let there be Saraswati, the one who plays the veena, the instrument, let she recite on your tongue.
ज्ञान की वीणा बजाने वाली सरस्वती आपकी जुबान पर है तो मैं तो सुन करके हैरान हो गई.
I was a bit shocked after listening to this and surprised, because Baba gives different types of blessing to others, but then this was so unique. And then I started to think a lot. This blessing that Baba has given to me, what could be the secret behind this? Baba must definitely want to get some great work done through me. That's why Baba has given me this blessing.
Nagarjuna Fertilizers Corporation mein program rakha tha.
So there was this program at Nagarjuna Fertilizers, and then I had just finished their program, their executive skills and meditation. I had just finished that and I had come back. And so they had also come to Mount Abu for a little while. And so I was translating in front of them from Hindi to English. But then I finished my translation and then I went in front of Baba to take toli. Then Baba gave toli in my hand and then Baba held my hand strongly and then gave very sweet drishti vision and then gave this blessing. Then I had two aspects in my mind. First, definitely Baba must be wanting to get some great work through me. But then what could be that work? Only Baba knows. I'm here to do seva. And the second thought was, if Saraswati herself is on my tongue, then I cannot talk any harsh words through my tongue. Because Saraswati herself, the goddess of knowledge, is sitting on my tongue, I cannot afford to talk any harsh words. I cannot give sorrow to anyone, regardless of whatever the behavior I get to encounter from anyone. So I always remember what Baba's blessing has been on me. So that's why I don't have to. But then I definitely did have this thought that what must be that service that Baba must be wanting to get it done through me. So a short while later, we had this invitation from the TV. Until then, we did not have a single invitation from the TV people because it was just Doordarshan. And all these channels, private channels, started in 92, 93. So, first of all, for the very first time, ZTV, which is a private TV, they approached Brahma Kumaris. And they told that they wanted us to talk about values. Because in 92, when Babri Masjid was broken, and there was a lot of conflict between Hindu and Muslim after that, during 92. So there was a lot of peacelessness out in the world. So this is because Babri Masjid was broken, was demolished. So a lot of politics was behind that. And so after this, ZTV, this private channel, started. So we used to try a lot to get onto Doordarshan and then spread our message, but then they used to say that there are other institutions like you. So if we consider one institution, then others will also ask, why not us, why them? That's why we're not taking any institutions. That's what they used to say, the Doordarshan, the government channel. But when this private channel, ZTV, started, so and at that time there was this Hindu-Muslim conflict going on, they said that they approached us and they told us that you need to talk about some values. Dadaji got the invitation that through your institution we need some spiritual discourse. So Dadaji asked me. So then I said that, okay, I'll do it, Ji Dadi. But then I didn't know what to say, how to say. Then I was told to go to Mumbai, and then I went to Mumbai because there was this big studio of ZTV in Mumbai. And then, so I was to talk on values. And then I told that director, to that lady, I asked her, what is it that I need to talk about? So she mentioned five things that I shouldn't be telling. So what was it that I shouldn't be telling? Let me know about that. So she gave the objective that what this conflict that's going on, that let that not continue, and let there be peace in a country. So this is why you need to not talk about 5 points. So then, first point she said that you shouldn't talk about any of your guru from your institution. You're not to talk about them. And then secondly, you're not to praise about your institution. I said, okay, I won't. Then thirdly, you're not to praise Hindu religion also, because there are people from other religions also. So not to praise my guru, not to praise my institution, not to praise my religion. So and fourthly, you're not to praise your country also, not to praise about Bharat also, because this is going to be telecasted in four more countries, in more countries than one. That's why they won't want to listen to the praise of Bharat. And then the fifth one, you're not to give reference to other institutions, other parties, other things also, other institutions also. No reference to this. So I said, okay, I won't talk about these 5 things. Okay, then what is it that I have to talk about? So then she said that you need to talk in such a way that all these people will come together and let there be love amongst all the beings. So then at that time, even in education, in the education wing, it was just the beginning of the values, and then we didn't have this expansion then. But now, all of the in almost every wing, every department now, the values is being placed high emphasis on. But then at that time, it was non-existent. So value education was actually just getting started, and then there was no expansion. And so she said that you talk on any values so that all these people, Hindus and Muslims, they get together lovingly and let there be a peace. So I asked Baba, what is it that I need to talk about? Because when we got the invitation, they had told that we need to give spiritual discourse. So then we thought that, okay, we would give the knowledge of the soul and supreme soul and the world cycle, but then she says that I'm not even to talk about all of these things. So first I took on the topic of peace. How many types of peace exist? Why don't we get peace? Etc., etc., etc. And then peace. And so they said you need to talk about peace for 25 minutes. And so they also said that when there's 3 minutes left, then we'll give you a signal. So then I was actually, all my focus was, when would they show these 3 fingers? But then Baba helped me so much that I don't know what Baba talked through me, what Baba made me talk. And I didn't even know how did those 25 minutes went by. This is the miracle of Baba. And then again we got the invitation that we need to give this every Sunday. So every Sunday, that means I had to give 4 episodes a month every Sunday. So I had come to Mumbai from Madhuban. I was under the impression that I would finish this program in one day and I'll return. But then now there are 4 more programs to do this month. So what will I tell them? So I used to get up at 3 a.m. and then I used to take any of the Avyukt Murli. And then I would open it and then tell Baba that, Baba, now you need to tell me what to read. And whatever the page I would open, that would definitely be on some or the other value. And then I would note that down. and then I would go and speak that. And just like this, 56 episodes on values they got recorded. So we went back and forth to Madhuban and Mumbai. See, Baba got all of these things done. But the point of telling all of this is when Baba tells us that children, keep control over yourself, have the controlling power and ruling power. When Baba talks about these powers, there's a great deal of secret behind these. Because when you don't, until I don't have control over myself, how can I rule over others? To be able to rule over others, I need to be able to have control over myself. But then if I don't do that myself, and then I cannot teach others. So first I have to do it myself. We went to meet a family, and then we saw that there were two children, brother and sister. They were fighting amongst themselves. So I asked, "What are you doing?" So the brother was snatching something from sister, and sister was snatching something. And then we asked, "What were you playing? What are you playing?" And they said that we are playing mommy daddy. So then that means they must have seen their parents fighting amongst themselves, and so we're also playing mummy daddy. So when mummy daddy, it wouldn't be that really play that they must be playing, so it must be the fighting. But then the children think, children learn from that. So even through teachers, children learn from teachers. When the children enters the class and when children are actually making noise, then she'll hold the stick in her hand and then she'll shout that silence. And when she raises her voice and then says silence, children also raise their voice because teacher is also raising her voice, so they're also raising their voice. So what we say to teachers is that whenever you enter a class, don't raise your voice. Be in silence. And if you have learned meditation, then you remember Shiv Baba. So that these souls, let these souls have peace. And so without you having to speak a word, because you are in silence, through your silence, children also become quiet. So we've seen this through Dadis. We used to see Avikt Bap Dada. Initially there would be noise, but then as soon as Bap Dada would come, absolute pin drop silence in the whole gathering. Nobody would say that everyone keep these, no announcements made, but then people would automatically become quiet, pin drop silence in the hall. So how should our wishing be? How should our talks be? How should our actions be? And this is why it's said that first think, then understand, and then you perform action. So first think, understand, and then you get into action. Why do we say this? Because before performing any action, you would need to think. Because no action gets performed without thinking at some point. But if an action is getting performed without thinking, then that would be wrong. That would turn to be wrong. It won't turn out to be right. So let's say someone slaps someone, and then these things don't just happen without thinking. But then let's say that some things happen without thinking and understanding, then that means it's the wrong action. That's why always stop, pause for a minute and think before you raise your hand. What would be the consequence of this one? If I give one slap, then they would give two slaps. Why would I have to, if I talk harsh words, 10 harsh words, they'll talk 20 back to me. So why What's the need for me to talk even one? I mean, even if their talks fell into one ear, let me let it go through the other. Finished. Why do I need to make others? Why do you need to tell that to others? What's the point of it? If I tell that to other, then the other will tell to some other. So then there'll be this addition and multiplication, and so when it turns to the fifth person, then this whole matter would have turned into something else. So if I don't have anything to do with something, then if I cannot do something about it, then why do I need to think about such a thing? There's no need for me to think about some things that I don't have, that I can't do anything about. I don't have anything to do with such things. Then I have to look at myself. That's why Baba tells us that you need to transform the world, you need to be the world benefactor. But then how do we benefit the world? This is why self-transformation, before we get into the self-transformation, we have all of these aspects. You recognize your self-form, you recognize your self-religion, you recognize your self-abode, you recognize your self-stage. When Baba talks about our stage, and before that, ahead of that is our smriti, awareness. When I have that awareness, I'll have that stage. Without my awareness, I cannot have that stage. So awareness means first is to think, and second is to bring it into my awareness. So there's a difference, because thinking is at different levels. Smriti means whatever has happened, to bring that into awareness, that's called smriti. So Baba asks us, what is it that you need to bring it into your smriti? What is it that you need to remember? Not your traits, not your sanskaras of copper and iron age, but the sanskaras of your anadi and adi, sanskaras of your eternal sanskaras, and your one and your sanskara of that, of the purvaj, of the ancestor soul. You need to emerge those. So I was really like that, and when I was that in the beginning of this cycle, then my state would automatically become like that, because it's there in my awareness. So this smriti, or this in a way it's called remembrance also, that's not a new thing. So when Baba talks about this smriti, so there's nothing new about this one. So it's nothing impossible. You feel that something is impossible and something is difficult when you forget that you were that in the very beginning. And then you'll say that I cannot do this, I cannot do that. Or they'll say that I didn't want to do that, but then it just happened. So the right to having the self-sovereignty, I have the rule, I rule over my mind and intellect. And this is why, and for this Baba says that children, you need to have the awareness first, and then you understand, and then you perform action, you bring it into action. But if you are body conscious, then even without thinking, without understanding, you'll get directly into action. So if you are thinking and understanding, then you are in the soul conscious stage. But if you are getting directly into action by skipping the first two, then that means it's the state of being in body conscious, body consciousness, and you've had that habit of being a body conscious being. So some ask, sister, how do we become so conscious? It's just a second, it's just a matter of a second. You'll get liberation in life in a second. you make a determined thought that I'm a soul, and then because of that awareness, you'll have that state instantly. You'll remember that I was this soul in the supreme abode. And not just think, but then you experience that stage, that awareness. So when you perform an action by thinking thoroughly and understanding, then it won't take that action into the bad deed, no. It won't be a sin. But then people perform action and then think afterwards that how do I get this right? Now you'll need a lot of time, you'll need a lot of energy to get that right. So why didn't you think that before? Why didn't you understand that before performing that action? That's why Baba always says that keep Baba in between. If Baba were to be in this place, then what did Baba do? What did Baba's actions be? This is what follow father means. So what does follow father mean? So what did Baba do in this situation? What did Baba do if he were to be in my place? Then to follow that action. So if you follow father this way, then you don't have to think anything. You'll automatically get that awareness. And through that awareness, your actions will be elevated. But if Baba himself is forgotten, then you've come into the body consciousness, then your actions will be wrong automatically. Then no matter how much you repent later, even if you write to father by repenting, then Baba says you'll be light, but then you'll have to face the punishment of that wrong action, definitely, because that has become a stain on you, the soul. Therefore, when it becomes a stain on you, the souls, then you'll automatically become have the right to that punishment. So then Baba says you can absolve this through yoga or through punishment. These are the only two ways. So the more you have the yoga, the more the soul conscious you'll become. And so you need to make more effort on yourself. So make effort on yourself such that it will become natural to you. Our Badi Dadi, Dadi Prakashmani, let's say somebody asked Dadi Prakashmani one day, Dadi, if somebody makes a very big mistake, then what would be the kind of punishment that you would give to that soul? Then Dadiji said, so then we would give the instruction to such a soul that go and sit in Baba's room for 2 hours. No other punishment. To remember Baba, at minimum 2 hours you need to sit in Baba's room. No thoughts about having breakfast, lunch, no. Go straight away into Baba's room, sit for 2 hours. Tell everything to Baba, ask for forgiveness, and promise to Baba. And now somebody doesn't have the habit of sitting for 2 hours, and that itself is a punishment to them. But then this is the method to improve oneself. And this is why Baba says, never forget your aim and objective, because as is your aim and objective, so are your characteristics. Then you'll be able to have transformation, then you'll be able to become self-sovereigns, and it's only then that you'll become the sovereigns of this world. And so first, you need to sit on the throne of immortality in the center of your forehead, and then you have to wear the crown of responsibility, and then the tilak of success, or the tilak of the smriti, tilak of the remembrance of being a soul. So all of this will be available to soul in this confluence age. So you, the future rulers of the world, are sitting here. So What are you before? What are you now at this confluence age? Tell everyone, please say that. You are the self-sovereign, the ones with right to self-sovereign, ones with the right to being self-sovereigns, and ones with the right to self-sovereignty. Om Shanti.
खुद को हम बदले इतना जग ये जाए बदल।